Hey there guys, I'm Joy and this is my very, very first podcast. So you must be really wondering that why is the name of my podcast, You Cannot Do It. Well, this is something that we all say almost every day or many a times, very frequently, like, you know, I cannot just do this, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, it's too difficult. And you know, it requires a lot of hard work, a lot of patience, a lot of determination. So I cannot do it. And sometimes we even tell it to others and no, you cannot do it. It's very difficult. I mean, why do we say it that you cannot do it? I mean, we just say you cannot do it just because you think something is difficult. But have you tried it? Did you try doing it without, you know, before you said that, no, you cannot do it. I cannot do it. I have heard many people say, especially students, that when they appear for difficult exams, they are like, no, I cannot really do this, this is so difficult. But I want to tell you guys that most of the things we tell and most of the things that we perceive to be are true are just illusions. Most of the things are just in our mind. Now, when we say we cannot do this, it's because we have been constantly hearing things from so many different people now that this is so difficult. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. And also because we have a perception about that thing that it is very difficult to do. Very few people can do it. But what if you can be one of those very few people? And what if the number increases? Like, there are not very few people, there are a lot of people who can do this. What do you need to do it? Sometimes we are really afraid of doing things in our life because we think that, you know, we might not be able to do this or we might just fail. We think that, what if I'm not able to do this? People will tell me things, my friends will laugh at me, my neighbors will tell me things, my parents will be angry, my teachers or my colleagues or, you know, people around me are going to think that I'm not really capable of doing anything in my life. And thoughts like these are what refrain us from doing lots of good things in our life that we are much more capable of doing than we think we are. There are so many things in life that we feel we're not capable of doing, but we are much, much more capable of doing things than we think we are. There are many more thoughts that we, you know, have in our mind while we try to do something difficult, like, will I be able to do this? If not, what will happen? Can I do this? And what if others tell me something? And these old thoughts just, you know, stay in our mind and they block our thinking capacity and we only think in a negative direction that, what if I can't? I don't think I can. That is what we need to change. Whether you're working on an office project or whether you are intending to give a very difficult entrance exam or whether you are just, you know, going to start a new startup, nothing in this world is difficult as long as you know it is not difficult and as long as you know you can do it. First of all, you just have to remove the fact, you have to just, you know, stop thinking about the fact that I cannot do this. Because nothing in this world is impossible as long as you are determined. For example, when you want to give a really, you know, difficult entrance exam, in case of students, they think that, no, I don't feel that I can give this because I don't really have good grades. I mean, like in school, I had like C grade and D grade, and in college, I didn't have good grades either. But there is something that we don't realize. Our grades are not something that define our intelligence and our capabilities. We are a lot more capable than we think we are. These grades are only going to remain in your mark sheets. No one is going to ask for your grades 10 years later in life. No one is going to ask, what was your score in grade 11, grade 12, or grade 15? When you die, people are not going to remember your grades. People are going to remember the good things that you have done in life. Just remember, these grades are never going to define your intelligence. If Albert Einstein didn't choose the field of math just because he wasn't good enough in school or college, we wouldn't have so many mathematical formulae that we have today. We wouldn't have a great mathematician like Einstein. If we stop just because we think that we are not good enough, we will never be able to achieve something great in life. There are so many things that we can do. A person from one field can jump into another field and still do great, as long as you are determined and as long as you think you can do it. So first of all, the thought that something is difficult and you cannot do it, you just got to remove that from your mind. I have seen so many people who failed in school but who are millionaires and billionaires now. Why? Because they didn't let the grades define them. They didn't let those people who constantly told them that they are not capable of doing anything or they cannot do anything in life. Because they knew that life is much beyond those grades. Life is much bigger than what those people tell you, than those people who demotivate you. And that is what you've got to know. People are always going to tell you things. People are always going to try and demotivate you, and they are going to make you feel like shit. But you got to know what you got to do. That is the most important thing. And that is the first step towards moving ahead in life, towards doing something that you think is fairly difficult and that you cannot do. And once you have made up your mind to do something, once you have decided that no matter what, I'm going to do this. You know what? I'm capable enough of doing this. And no matter what you tell me or what someone else tells me, even if it's someone close to me, I am going to do this. I'm going to become a scientist. I'm going to start a big, big startup and gonna earn in billions in years. I'm going to ace my tests. I'm going to bring up A+. Just determination and strong decision is needed. You just have to make up your mind that you can do it. The thought that you cannot do it is what stops you from moving ahead in life. You are much more capable than you think, but the thought that I cannot do it is what stops you from moving ahead in life. In my life, there are many things that I thought that I could not do. I was a straight A+ student in my school, in my college, and even my university. I thought that there are many things that I cannot do, but I still did them. I gave my best. I gave my whole heart to doing things. I thought that the fact that I cannot do this is just an illusion. Many people told me things that you cannot do this, you cannot do that. But I did it because I knew that no one knows me better than I do. No one can influence my decisions better than I do. And no one can influence what I do better than me. And that's what you've got to know. Just give it a shot. You know, whether you fail or whether you pass is not important. What you learn is important. And I am sure that as long as you're determined, you're motivated, and as long as you work hard, you cannot fail. And even if you do, try again. Try again and again. And you will do something that most of the people in the world can't do. That's it. So, I just said about this thing, like you cannot do it thing. I explained to you why the name of my podcast was You Cannot Do It, because this is the message that I wanted to give to all of you hearing my podcast, all of you are listening to this podcast. I just want you to know that don't ever refrain from doing things, and don't ever restrict yourself. Know who you are. No one knows you, and no one knows your capabilities better than you do. Good luck. Bye-bye.